This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. An analysis of Ohio's major public universities shows that the schools have been increasingly spending more to subsidize athletic programs, with a total of $186 million last year for 10 schools, excluding Ohio State. I spoke with Rich Exner, data analysis editor at Cleveland.com, about the trends he's seeing in athletic spending.
Since 2010, the universities I looked at are spending about $100 million more a year combined on their athletic programs, and that's gone up about triple the rate of inflation since then, although it's slowed a little bit in recent years. One of the reasons we think it's a topic that needs to be at least out there in the public domain for discussion is that the schools we're looking at are not Ohio State, where it's kind of a separate topic that you get into. They raise enough money through TV and ticket sales and so forth to pay for their athletic program. At the other 10 universities in Ohio, such as Kent State, Akron, and Cleveland State, it takes substantial contribution from either student fees or other non-athletic sources from the university to pay for the sports programs, and typically it accounts for about 65 to 70% of the budget or more.
So why are the schools doing this if athletics is less and less able to pay for itself?
There's a combination of answers that we always hear when we look into this. One is that it's part of student life on campus. It helps the fabric of the university. And certainly everything that the students learn when they go away to college is not in the classroom. The other things you hear about is that it raises the marketing or visibility for a university, that it puts them on the map when their name rolls across the screen on ESPN or whatever, and might help make a school attractive to students. But the people paying it, and oftentimes the case, are the other students who have nothing to do with sports might never go to a sporting event. There are mandatory student fees, and this can amount to $1,000 or more a year, whether or not they partake in the sports. The two highest are Miami of Ohio and Akron. One reason Miami is up a little bit is that the tuition is also the highest. Akron has spent a substantial amount of money on their sports program, and that comes into almost $1,400 a year per student. On the low end, Wright State does not compete in football, and they also compete in a lower level conference, not as high visibility. They're in the same conference with Youngstown State and Cleveland State. The other one that's on the low end that's interesting is Ohio University. The subsidy there works out to about $700 a student. So that's about half of what we're talking about at Miami and Akron. And one thing I noticed at Ohio University, while their cost of their athletic program continues to rise year after year, they've been bringing in a substantial amount of money through donations or contributions. It could be corporate donations or individuals or sponsorships that are helping offset some of the increase in the sports program. But even in OU's case, it's about 55 or 60% of the money comes from non-athletic sources to pay for their sports program.
Now, as part of this story, you spoke to the head of the Ohio branch of the American Association of University Professors. He called this kind of spending, quote, totally irresponsible. But how have readers reacted to this?
What I hear from readers, college is expensive enough. Why do we have this extra cost that has nothing to do with why somebody is going to college? But typically, we hear these type of things. And like, for instance, the professor said that, you know, the legislature or the governor should be acting on this. Nothing happens. People seem to be comfortable with it. And one of the reasons why might be that certain alumni don't like it when their sports programs are eliminated. We had a case at Akron. There's been a number of cuts at Akron, both in the sports program and the university over the last few years. But one of the cuts on the sports side was baseball. Well, baseball is coming back because there are people that thought it was important. I think it's a former baseball player that's donating enough money to fix up their field. They're pledging that any scholarships that will be added to the baseball program when it returns will be through direct contributions. But overall, these schools at the Mid-American Conference level in Ohio, like the Kent States and the Akron, they just can't get enough money from ticket sales or TV to pay for it.
And how are students impacted by this type of spending?
Certainly, the opportunity to play in our collegiate sports is a life experience that they do get at college by having these opportunities. The question that always has to be asked is, at what expense and what's the investment? Is it fair to the other students that are having to pay? Over the course of 4 years, you're talking $3,000 or $4,000 at some of these schools that you're paying for sports, and you're not one benefiting from that. Another topic that's been raised by, I think, some of the student reporting at Kent State in recent years is they sought out and said, well, how many students at the other schools in Ohio that are non-athletic that are getting scholarships, full scholarships, room, board, tuition, and it's just a paltry sum. I think it was under 100 for academics, and it's way more than that for athletics. So that's a question I think that always needs to be asked and justified. I'm not sure what the right answer is, but it certainly is a question that should keep getting asked and being forced to be justified by the people spending the money.
That's Rich Exner, data analysis editor at Cleveland.com. His report on athletic spending at 10 Ohio public universities is available at WKSU.org.